Welcome to Whack Brackets. This is a snack-sized episode, and on this episode, I'm going to smell like fresh lavender because I ran out of deodorant, and my wife was kind enough to loan me her secret. So I'm smelling adorable today. This is your host, Mike, and I would like to invite on a couple of veteran podcasters of this podcast. They've been on as many times as anyone else, actually, now. So this is Taylor and Glenn from the Pulp Culture Podcast, and I will let you guys explain your podcast and tell me how you're doing.
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
Doing good.
I'm doing bad.
Are you?
No.
Why?
You're full of shit.
Glenn, plug us.
Yeah, we're a Pulp Culture. We have a podcast that we talk about pop culture. Anything that piques our interest, we're going to talk about it. We're assholes, and we have foul mouths, so...
Listen to us.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, check out their most recent episode of The Gulp of Pulp, because they are definitely foul-mouthed. Glenn goes completely off the chain and completely out of the yard in the last one, so my ear holes were happy. Check these guys out.
That's what I aim to do.
Yeah, I love happy holes.
Happy, whoa.
Happy holes.
That's the name of this episode, Happy Holes. That being said, we're going to move on to the Whack Bracket before we get completely derailed, which is obviously my fault. I did a podcast last night with a great set of guys called Movies on the Rocks, and it lasted like an hour and 10 minutes, and it was primarily just us bullshitting. But I'm going to try to keep it a little shorter with Snack Brackets because we got to fit this in a lot amount of time. So with that said, we are going to bracket on The Plastics from Mean Girls this week. This was submitted to me by Glenn, and I agreed. I'm going to give it a shot. I think I remember most of the movie. I guess we're going to find out exactly how much I remember. So with that said, I'll explain what a whack bracket is before we get going. Whack brackets are asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them, blah, 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 blah. We bring on fellow podcasters and friends, such as Taylor and Glenn, both a podcaster and a friend, and we bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. And with that said, I think we're ready to move on to the whack brackets if my guests are. You guys ready?
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
All righty. This one is going to be Karen Smith, the original Karen, versus Katie Heron. More likely to run an OnlyFans page as a side hustle. What do you think, Taylor?
I think Katie has a little bit more respect for herself. She is a little bit more intelligent than Karen. Karen's gullible, and I would say she's a little bit of a hoe, a stupid hoe. She had sex with her first cousin, so I could definitely see her making a... I don't even know what the hell they're called. OnlyFans?
OnlyFans.
Glenn said that real quickly, so he knows what the fuck is up. So it's Karen.
Hey, look, there's friends out there that gotta support them.
Hey, they're just hustling, man. So Glenn, what do you think? Which one of these? Karen or Katie?
I'm going to agree with Taylor. We didn't plan this, but yeah, Karen definitely seems more likely to set up that OnlyFans page.
Okay, fair enough. I don't disagree with you, sadly. I was looking for a good argument here, but I'm going to have to agree with you. Katie, as we know, she's good at the maths. She's likely to get a pretty decent job. Now, the one thing that she does have that's going against her is, even though she's kind of the hero of this movie, she's pretty sleazy when you think about it, because she turned on her friends quickly. It's like, first off, she's going to infiltrate the Plastics. Then she's like, turns on her friends because she likes all the attention. Well, OnlyFans is nothing but attention for women. So to me, I could see Katie doing it kind of as a joke. She's like, I'm going to get a few extra dollars and I'm not going to do anything risque. And next thing you know, they're going to be asking her to do all kinds of crazy shit. And she's going to be like, okay, why not? You know, she's definitely has a history of this. Now, still, I'm going to go with Karen because, as was mentioned here, she's dull around the edges. Now, Taylor, it bothers me that you're talking about having sex with your cousin. I've not done that, but I'm pretty sure that probably people in my extended family have, being from the hills of Appalachia. So,
their first cousin?
Probably. Oh, I have no idea. You know, Kentucky was a small place. Hey, first cousin is a long distance, and that's a long distance relative in Kentucky, man. So no, I'm just teasing. I always give Appalachian people a hard time, but the truth is that that is my heritage from that area, and no, they're actually great people, so I'm just being an ass. So I apologize to all my Appalachian family out there that's probably going to drag me behind their truck and then, you know, throw me in the creek.
Man, you gotta respect your brother uncle. You can't.
Yeah. Your brother uncle.
Yeah, I was questioning, is your mother your aunt as well?
No, I fortunately am not inbred, to my knowledge, at least not too heavily, because I did do a DNA test, and It's actually pretty far removed before I started getting cousins that are related to cousins, etc. You know, you can kind of tell a little bit, but
whatever. I'm like 95% British, so I know there's a lot of inbreeding in there. I already know.
But yeah, as far as Karen goes, I'll finish off with Karen and say the one thing that makes me think she would definitely do the OnlyFans page is at the end of the movie. Remember, she's doing the weather girl thing. And her boobs tell the weather. And she's like squeezing herself. And she looks like she's having way too good a time with that. And I'm like, yeah, I think she's still on like the, you know, the school television doing the weather. And I'm like, I don't think that that's appropriate for many of the children that you're doing this for. So I could definitely see her leaning into this OnlyFans page. So I think we're all going to be in agreement that Karen more likely to do OnlyFans as a side hustle. So.
She would do some like sexy cosplay, like like a weather girl. You know, she would definitely do that.
Well, she would probably mess up all the words. So she, instead of a tornado, she would say, oh, the tornado is coming through. And she would not do well with trying to do a sexy cosplay, I don't think. You just want to stick her in something and let her do her thing. But once she opens her mouth, I won't say what Glenn would stick in there because I've heard some of your shit, buddy. I'm not letting you away with that shit on my episode. I can imply it, but you're not saying it. So with that said,
keep an eye out for my OnlyFans page. It's coming soon. So
please start an OnlyFans page. I would totally, totally subscribe.
I am. I'm gonna Bella Thorne everybody though.
Oh, what? Not go totally nude?
Yeah, just tease it and promise it, and then back out.
I'm gonna be sorely disappointed, but hey, you know what? This is where we're at in 2020. I was hoping to be able to eat out at a restaurant inside, and I still can't do that. So go ahead and disappoint me, Glenn. Everything else has this year. So with that said, Karen is going to advance to the next round versus the winner of this whack bracket. And we already know that it's Gretchen. I think it's Gretchen Wieners, right? I can't recall. For some reason, I hadn't seen it in so long, I couldn't remember if it was Gretchen Wieners or Gretchen Wieners. My memory told me it was Gretchen Wieners, but I was like, no, it can't be Gretchen Wieners. It's Gretchen Wieners. Okay. So Gretchen Wieners versus Regina Gray, more likely to sell essential oils as a profession. Who do you have, Glenn? We'll let you start out this time.
I got to say Regina, honestly.
Okay.
She seems like she's has the air of intelligence, but she's not that intelligent. And some of those pyramid scheme pitches are really good. And I just see her buying into it. 100%. The other girl doesn't care. Her daddy invented toaster strudels. She's got money, you know? She ain't worried about it.
Regina George's family has money.
She does. Yeah, but she's going to be gullible, I'm telling you.
Hold on, I'll wait for my opinion.
No, go ahead. Tell me your opinion, Taylor.
All right, well, let's go. All right, I'm going to go to war for this.
All right, let's hear it.
Regina George, I would say, is the ultimate influencer. If you remember from the movie, they chopped off her little boobie area in her tank top and she walked around with her bra, and then everyone started doing that. So if Regina George is going to sell essential oils, she's not doing it for the money. She's doing it for the power, the influence, and she already has minions. But also Gretchen Wiener has minions. I mean, if you remember from the end of the movie, she started hanging out with the hot, rude Asians. So she speaks different languages, so she could get a lot of different people too. But I would say I'm going to go with Regina. Like I said, she has that influencer power.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And sadly, I'd love to. I loved a good argument. But this one, to me, is a no-brainer. Because Gretchen seems to be the nicest one of the plastics. She's, of those four, even I would even say nicer than Katie. She seems to be a kind person. I don't really have anything too much bad to say about her. And
Gretchen?
She, you know, so
her hair's full of secrets.
Yeah. But what are those secrets?
That's another thing, though. Like I was saying, she talks to everybody. So she would be good at pimping the product, but I don't like her. I don't trust her.
But no, Regina, here's the thing about Regina. To me, somebody like Regina is perfectly engineered to either be a pharma rep or an essential oils pimp. And as we know, as has been mentioned, she can manipulate people. And not only that, she seems to have no shame in doing so. And to sell overpriced cinnamon water at hydroxychloroquine prices, you have to be kind of a shitty person. And Regina checks that off. I don't think Gretchen has that box that checks off. And then finally, she does have the rich parents. And as Taylor perfectly mentioned, I don't believe she's going to be doing it for the money because she's probably married to some guy on Wall Street. And she's sitting at home bored. And she really just wants to fuck with her neighbors. She's like, I just want to be a bitch, and I want to have them buy my shit because I can influence them. So she goes over there, and she sells the shit, and she probably takes that money, and I don't know what she does with it. I guess we can talk about that next round, because she's going to go on. She's going to advance against Karen and the final round of the plastics. And this question is, Karen, Regina, more likely to steal their kids' Adderall. What do you think, Glenn?
That's a tough question, to be honest with you. Regina, I mean, she's going to need all that energy for pushing all those essential oils, you know.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm going to jump in here because I have no idea what Taylor's going to go, but I'm actually going to take the other angle, and I'll tell you why. You say it takes all that energy to sell those essential oils. Well, the truth is, OnlyFans ain't an easy career. I've listened to a lot of those girls talk, and honestly, she's going to have to stay up late at night. She's got to get the perfect angle for the crotch shot. She's got to get the lighting. So when her kid's in bed, she's going to be dosed up on Adderall, and she is probably, my guess, not going to be as wealthy in her later years as Regina. Now, Regina, as we said, I think her husband's probably making shit tons of money on Wall Street. She seems like the type to marry rich. Karen seems like she might marry a decent guy that doesn't make a lot of money because she likes him. But Regina's going to marry just the douche nozzle that everybody hates. And ultimately, the other thing about that is, sure, I'll give you this, Glenn. She might be working hard to sell her essential oils. She's got a cocaine budget, though. She's not going to fuck with her kids' Adderall. She's got a cocaine budget. So I think she's doing the coke. I think poor Karen's stuck doing the Adderall. She doesn't feel good about taking her kids' shit, but she does it anyway. So I'm going to go Karen. What do you think, man. Taylor? Who you got?
I think you're giving Karen a little bit too much credit. I don't think she has as many morals as you think.
Really?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, she's running an only... What the fuck is that thing called?
OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
Sorry, I can't get it. OnlyFans. I don't know where I was going with this.
You know what? I don't think that it's a morality thing with OnlyFans. I really don't have a problem with
it.
If you have an asset, use it. And if your asset is your looks and you're willing to do something on camera that someone else does, it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you immoral. It just makes you someone that's willing to do something someone else won't do for money. She's not bringing on guys to, like, you know, rail every orifice. She's just doing the striptease. That's at least.
But what if she is?
You got a marketable product.
Is there actual porn on OnlyFans?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we're getting way off subject. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll be honest with you because I didn't know the answer. I didn't know the answer to that. I assumed there was, but I really didn't know the answer. But Glenn came in like the hammer. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Glenn's going to answer that in a fucking New York minute. Oh, there's porn on there.
Yeah. There's porn in a lot of places you wouldn't expect it.
That's true.
OnlyFans, you should expect it, though.
Karen would not feel guilty of taking their children's Adderall. I do agree that running an OnlyFans account would be more stressful and you would need more energy rather than selling essential oils. Right. I mean, there's only so many oils you can rub on a person a day.
You know what? Regina will tell you how many because she sells them all. But it does sound like...
They should have a crossover. Regina should sell her essential oils on Karen's OnlyFans page. I think that would be a good... What? Okay, fine. Yeah, screw my
Glenn's
idea.
Glenn's like, this is not...
That's not what OnlyFans is for.
Glenn, I got a better crossover for you. Regina rubs her essential oils on Karen on Karen's OnlyFans page. Now we're
That's
talking.
It. That's what I was insinuating. What? Did you... Oh. What? I was thinking like rubbing... you would rather see Regina... Over Karen getting rubbed with oils?
No, I thought you said selling oils.
Oh, in my world, that they were rubbing it on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I meant. Did you? That's okay. The marketing scheme I was going for. I was going for the
and
sexy
in my scenario,
rubbing.
It's current day age them, too. Not
Yeah, I'm totally with you, Glenn. I'm a man of a particular age. And don't get me wrong. When I was a younger man, I found younger women very attractive. But now I just feel creepy as shit. You know, it just doesn't feel right. So, yeah, I'm fine with the older ladies.
I'm going to need to see your ID, miss, before I... Pop a boner.
Always ask for ID.
Especially before you give them a roofie, because, yeah, you don't want to roofie anybody that's under the age of 18. That'll get you really fucked up in the law system. Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah. I'm the least pedo on here, Glenn.
I am not a... God damn it.
Damn it.
Anyways, I would say Karen would definitely take her kids Adderall.
All right.
Regina's doing coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with okay,
you.
Okay. So,
I agree.
All right. So we do have a quorum finally, as well as a complete agreement now. So, that's perfect. So, yeah. Who knew when we started this that Karen Smith, of all of the plastics, would actually win this? She was a dark horse
going in. She is a dark horse.
She was my favorite, though.
Why?
I don't know. She was just the cutest to me.
I liked the gay guy, Damien. He was my favorite character. Oh my God, Danny DeVito. That was the best part of the movie.
So that said, he was not in the plastics whack bracket because he's not a plastic, but you know, maybe he could have been in an extended 8-character whack bracket, but we didn't do that today. We did a snack bracket. Karen Smith wins the Mean Girls plastic snack bracket, and she goes on to face, I don't know, I threatened to put these up against each other in a bracket, but I'm not sure how she's going to face against a frozen pizza. Maybe she can eat frozen pizza on her OnlyFans page. What do you think about that, Taylor?
Would you rather take a bite out of it?
I was going to say, I would need to see Regina rubbing her with oils.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
And then do like a fear factor challenge where she puts the oil on the pizza and then whoever gets...
Who can eat the most essential oils without getting sick first?
They claim, there's some people that claim you can eat that stuff. Really?
Some of them, I guess, but I don't know, man. I'm not eating.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat them. Essential oils. I wouldn't eat that shit. You know what? And no offense. And if you're an essential oil saleswoman or man, feel free to reach out to me and trash me on this opinion. But it doesn't take a high bar of entry for that profession. So I'm not sure I would trust their opinion on whether to eat it or not anyway. Just saying. Because they're going to try to sell it regardless. They're going to be like, sure, you can eat it. Go right ahead.
You can eat anything.
Yeah, theoretically, you can. It's true.
You can eat anything.
People eat mattresses. Haven't you ever seen My Strange Addiction?
Yeah.
I've seen them eat the toilet paper before, and it's kind of weird as shit, but whatever. So.
I watched the lady eat her couch cushions.
Jeez, this, yeah.
Eating toilet paper makes more sense to me than wiping my ass with it and throwing it away. That's just like $4. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I wipe my ass.
Okay, that was where I was going here.
With toilet paper?
Yeah.
Are you using like slices of bread? It is cheaper.
You don't use the Hills for anything else, so just use the Hills of bread.
Shit sandwiches.
I want to stop talking about this now.
No. Okay. I need lunch at Taylor's house.
Okay, well, before we go, I will give a shout out to the Center Cut guys because Michael from the Center Cut is totally team one-ply toilet paper. So I'm guessing that Taylor hates wasting her money and she's totally one-ply toilet paper. Dave and I were definitely not one ply. What's your opinion on that, Glenn? One ply or more ply?
I used the Scott double ply.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
Ew, bougie.
Bougie. All right. Well, you and Michael go take your one ply toilet paper and use twice as much of it. If I'm going to spend my time on the throne, I'm going to feel luxurious about it. Two ply, maybe three. You know, who knows?
Y'all need to wax your assholes because one ply should be doing enough for y'all. Those dingleberries should be out.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know.
I am not waxing my asshole.
Glenn and I aren't starting an OnlyFans page, so we don't have to do that sort of whatnot. But Karen, maybe she does. So I bet she's using the one ply with you guys. So with that said, Karen Smith advanced on. Actually, Karen Smith wins this week's snack bracket. And I want to say thanks again to my guests from Pulp Culture, the podcast, of course, Taylor and Glenn. And I'll let you guys tell everyone how to reach you on the social media platforms, and then we'll get out of here.
You can reach us on Instagram at Pulp Culture Podcast. We have no other way of social media, but if you want to kick it old school, you could email us at, oh shit, I don't even know our email address.
At Pulp Culture the Podcast. PulpCultureThePodcast@gmail.com.
We don't know our email.
Well, if you forget that, or if that's actually not your email, if you want to reach out to these guys, you can send it to me. You can send it to PulpCulturePodcast@WhackBrackets.com, or you can send it to WaxedAsshole@WhackBrackets.com. I will get both of those, because anything at WhackBrackets.com comes directly to me. Also, if you're not an email sort, you can reach out to me on the Instagrams and the Tweeters and your racist uncle's favorite platform to spew bullshit politically about, the Facebooks. I will check that eventually, but I do check the Instagrams and the Tweeters pretty often. So with that said, I think we're done with this episode. I want to thank Taylor and Glenn again, and I'll let you guys see us out. Thanks.
Later, guys. Peace out.